edutainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And it's that time of the year. We've got to help you with your holiday high-tech gadgetry, and that's what we're here for today. Of course, we're also here for your computer questions, your technology questions, your what should I buy questions, your whatever it is when it comes to technology. We're here till 2 o'clock. Make it work for you. We want to thank our sponsors, Gold Circuit Incorporated, the folks that are the best place to go if you've got old technology that you want to recycle, or if you've got hard drives that have sensitive data on, you want to make sure that they get completely destroyed. Whether you're a business or a residential, in fact, they have free services for residents. Gold Circuit Incorporated, you can check them out online at goldcircuit.com or call them directly at 480-829-0404, and we thank them for their support. Obviously, I can't believe, when did Thanksgiving, I mean, it just like blew right past us, didn't it?
I think, yeah, Thanksgiving, it's ready for that other Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Kwanzaa, whatever thing you're doing, right?
We're steaming right on down the lane here to the holiday season, and, you know, lots of you are going probably the same thing. Oh, my goodness, look at it. It's already the first week of December.
Now's the time to start thinking about and doing something about those gadget gifts you want to buy, because you're going to go probably shopping online, shopping in retail stores, whatever you're going to do, and you might be having to order these things. They might take some time to ship to get to you. Now's the time. Don't wait till the 22nd.
Well, actually, if you're going to shop online, you ought to probably put a line in the sand around the 18th or 19th. Much past that, you're taking your chances. Also, the hard-to-find items or the real popular items by then are going to probably be forget it until after the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
Potentially even past the first of the year. So
that's like 2.5 weeks, right? My goat math.
Less.
Well, today's the 3rd, the 18th, 15th. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
math, right?
You better get on it there. And so we're going to try to give you some ideas, and we're going to start not with the old guy version of what technology you should think about. We're going to bring in our man, Adam, from out west there,
yeah,
on the west side.
If anybody knows what kinds of great gadgets are out there, that's the new stuff, the cool stuff, the stuff for that gadget guru in your life. It's Adam.
And
I'm sure he'll have something that's a product from Apple, because that's Adam, right? And a product from Google, because that's Adam. And then who knows what else, because he likes to surprise us.
Yeah.
And for those of you that like to keep score, we're about to post up on our website Adam's Teen Gadget Wish List. So the things that you hear Adam talking about, you can go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and he's going to continually update as he thinks of more and more items.
That's right.
To the Adam's Teen Gadget Wish List. So
the idea here is that you'll understand what teens or people Adam's age might want, not necessarily that you have to go get Adam these gifts, although I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Of course.
Oh, what the heck.
Well, you were partially right. The first item is an Apple item, but it's one of the most popular things that anybody can get anybody for Christmas, and that's the Apple iPod.
Now, the problem is, which iPod? See, I was confronted with that with some other folks. He's like, okay, I'm going to get my kid an iPod. Okay, which one? You got the Nano, you got the Mini, you got the Micro, you got the Maxi, you got the
color, black and white, with pictures, without pictures, sound, without sound.
All right.
Well, the two major ones are the Nano and the full iPod.
Yeah, those are the ones that most kids are going to want, right? One of those two.
And generally, most kids can and have their whole music collection on the larger of the two iPod Nano models, the 4 gig model. Or you know, if they don't have much music, they can still get the cheaper, smaller 2 gig model too.
What teenager doesn't have much music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, the other thing to think about, folks, is, you know, everybody gets into the iPod. What a lot of people don't realize, you get the biggest iPod out there. If you were going to go and buy the songs 99 cents at a time to try to fill that iPod up, that's $15,000.
Yeah.
So, in addition to or instead of the iPod, or if you've got a friend or family member that has an iPod already, something to think about is maybe buy them some music from the iTunes store.
Right, you can get a $15 iTunes gift card for them.
Exactly.
Your voice is getting deeper and deeper.
He's like 26 now, right?
I think something's wrong with Adam's Apple.
How old are you now, Adam?
Still 15.
No, that can't be.
You sound like the guy from the old Munsters.
Yes. You rang.
You rang.
You didn't even know what we're talking about, the monsters.
No. Anyway.
Yeah,
all right. So obviously, we've got all the iPods. What else is hot on the teen list this year?
Well, for gaming, there's always the Nintendo DS handheld gaming system and the PSP, the PlayStation Portable.
Now, which one's the hotter of the two?
Well, probably the PlayStation Portable, because not only does it play games, it can also play music, videos, and pictures.
I know my 12-year-old, he's not seen much without that thing in his pocket or with it. You know, he's constantly on the thing.
Yeah, last time you were here, he was on that thing the entire show with headphones, of course.
The Nintendo DS is about half the price, though, right?
Right, and it has one feature that the PSP doesn't. It has two screens, one of them being a touchscreen. So you can actually play games that were made for that touchscreen that adds a new level to those games.
Cool. And then all kinds of accessories out there for the various music machines, the kind of docking bays where you can dock it, and then it turns it into a full stereo system. There's lots and lots of attachments for these MP3 players now as well, right?
Yes.
Some people don't know that Apple's not the only company that makes an MP3 player.
What?
Yeah, there's lots and lots of other ones out there. So if the price of the Apple iPod is a little steep for you,
or the availability, which is more likely the case.
Right.
Right.
There are lots and lots of alternatives out there from companies like Rio or Creative Labs or lots of even no-name companies that'll have really inexpensive things. So you do pay a little more because it is an iPod.
Well, you definitely get more bang for the buck from the Creative line of music players, and it's also more flexible from the standpoint of how you can load music onto it. The iPods are definitely, I think, far and away from a form factor standpoint, they are the sexiest MP3 players out there. There's no question.
That's right.
They got a real pretty interface.
They do. Mm-hmm. What else is on your wish list?
Well, some parents don't know about teenagers is that teenagers love to take pictures with their friends.
Yes.
So
I like how you talk about teenagers in the third person.
Of course. Well, we do like to take pictures. So on my wish list is the Canon PowerShot SD200, which is a small entry-level digital camera. It's not amazing. It doesn't have all the replaceable lenses, and it's very easy to use.
It's small, and best of all, it's like $170.
That's right.
That's good. Mom and Dad could swing that, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm happy with my kids, who the most expensive gift on their list is like $25.
Is it safe to assume that it's all about, especially with teens and the older the teens get, it's all about portable technology?
Absolutely.
So it's stuff that they can carry. It's a status symbol in school, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like how long before they get the geek tool belt, though, when you got like four or five things hanging off the belt? That's too much, right?
Yeah.
So really, these all-in-one, these things that do everything.
There's a balance. You can't have too many gadgets, but you have to have a few to be, you know, hip and cool.
Is the Sidekick still a big deal with teens?
The Sidekick is a big deal. Not many students at my school have the Sidekick, but they almost all of them have cell phones.
You're right. And the Sidekick is available from various, I think T-Mobile's the big one, right?
Yeah.
And basically it's a text messaging device, it's a phone, it's a daytimer, it's a little of everything.
And also, if you want something like that that's a little bit more advanced and has more buttons and more features, you could look into the Windows Mobile smartphones or the Palm Trio smartphones, too.
Okay, now we've talked about a lot of stuff that a lot of people know about. You got anything that's maybe really obscure that teens are all into that maybe mom and dads don't know anything about yet?
Well, not on my wish list yet, but as you said, I'm going to keep updating it, and I'm going to be talking to my friends at school on Monday, and I'm going to be talking to my friends this weekend, and I'm going to ask them what they're interested in and what they might want for the
So then, there you go. Once you go and link to, and it's on Amazon.com, his wish list, he's going to keep building that. So just put that in your bookmark. Keep that through the holidays, folks. Adam's going to keep working there to give you more and more ideas. And Adam, we appreciate your help.
It's the news from the teenage underground.
There you go.
Right?
That's it.
Not about news, but it's help.
Well, it's the...
He's providing a hand.
It's the stuff and some junk.
There you go.
From the teenage underground.
Thank you, sir, Adam. We'll talk to you next week, eh?
Okay.
All right. Watch for that list, folks. Datadoctors.com. Go to the radio show section. You will see a link for Adam's teen gadget wish list.
Is it there now?
It is there now.
Wow, look at that.
I know. It's technology.
It just says resources, and then it's like right there. It makes it easy for you.
And there's also my column on there. Somebody wrote in last week about these, you know, these people that are murdering each other to try to get these cheap laptops from these various one-day-only sales, and is it worth all of this? And so there's a whole...
It's not probably worth killing anyone over.
No. It's not even worth getting into a fist fight and cutting in line.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of things to consider when you're talking about low-end laptops. They certainly have a purpose in life, and they certainly have a place for certain individuals, but you have to really understand what you're buying. So If you want to know more about those low-end sub-$1,000 laptops and what to look for, what not to look for, that's this week's column that's also on our website.
Just remember the most important thing here. The price you pay at the store may not be the entire cost
of buying that. No, it is not. It is absolutely not the entire cost.
It doesn't end there. That's just the beginning. So
yes. The advertised price is never the end. It's always the beginning. In fact, some folks are getting in trouble for fraudulent advertising because they're advertising a price for a product on a website, and it's nearly impossible to buy that product. So understand, it is the traditional retail method of providing a loss leader and then doing everything they can to upsell. Get you to buy more stuff to go with it.
It's 12:46 here on the Computer Corner, which is a requisite recaffeination period.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go recaffeinate. When we come back, we got more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR, like Michael, who has dial-up issues that we're going to get to the bottom of when we come back right after this.